Welcome to podtech.net. We're here at Web 2.0 doing a podcast with KnowNow CTO and VP of Product Development, Ron Rasmussen. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
So you guys are announcing some news today?
We are. We're announcing a consumer service called KnowNow eAlerts, which is for RSS notification. So you can be notified when any RSS content on the web changes.
So is this a new product launch, or is it kind of a rev of an existing product? Or
it's an evolution of our content routing engine that we've been working on for a number of years, and we've decided to put it out as a public service, as a hosted service, and apply it to the world of RSS, Atom, wikis, blogs, and content.
You guys have been around for a while, right?
We've been around since the 2000s. Privately funded by Kleiner Perkins.
Kleiner Perkins, I've never heard of them. Are they a venture capital firm?
They are a rather successful venture capital firm.
Did they invest in that little company called Google?
Google.
I just saw John Doerr earlier. He and I were chatting about how much money he made. He told me exactly how much cash he took. No, I'm only kidding. Seriously, Kleiner's a great firm. You guys had some money early, but then the dark times hit. So you hunkered down, kind of kept things focused on product development. KnowNow.com is the URL.
Yes, it is.
People can go check it out. So talk about the new product. And you guys kind of an infrastructure play. Now you're a managed service. Talk about what's going on with the product.
So what's going on with the product is we've really had the insight from the early days about RSS, but there wasn't the content. So you're right. We hunkered down, applied to enterprises, financial services to move market data around inside of enterprises. So now we've reapplied it to RSS and Atom. And with our notification services, we're able to push notification over HTTP into people's desktops as a toolbar or a desk bar. So now, as you go and surf the web and find all this RSS content, it's going to be overwhelming. So with our service, the content tells you when it's changed rather than you going to look for it.
So this is kind of part of your core expertise. You guys built an engine to know about how to route content. So you're very much aware of data changing, any kind of updates, and path information kind of at an infrastructure level. Here with RSS, it's basically standard. So you're just taking that approach to blogs, any feeds, or just any RSS native app?
Yes, exactly. Any RSS feed, any Atom feed, we can take in as a published source, as content, and then we can route it to anybody who subscribes to it. Now, what's interesting about us is we'll also only send you the changes. So if someone updates an RSS feed, unlike a lot of readers, we don't fetch the whole document again. We only give you the deltas. We also do dupe squashing. When you're doing content routing, you want to be careful of circular routes and circular items.
Yeah, the circular dependencies is like an infinite loop for in content, right?
That would be pretty bad. Across the internet all day long.
I mean, so let's talk about that for a second. I mean, you know, RSS, obviously, is everywhere, and it's such a standard. The subscribe side for the user is done. How does a user work with you guys, or are you guys targeting a different customer base? Is it consumer? How does that work?
Sure. So the perfect consumer for us is somebody who wants to be notified of change. So fast-moving inventory on Craigslist, a rental property, anything, tickets for sale, anything that has a transitory time to live, that's the kind of data that you want to be notified about. You don't want to read that when you get home. It's gone. So that's a great kind
of
data.
Or you want to know when it's gone off Craigslist, so you just say, okay, that's gone, right?
It's gone. Don't call them. It's gone.
It's part of the real-time web, then. I mean,
it is absolutely the real-time web. It's the two-way web.
Yeah, the semantic web, as it's been talked about.
We're turning HTTP into a two-way protocol with the KnowNow pub-sub system.
This with pub-sub?
Yes, our whole architecture is publish-subscribe architecture. Mm-hmm. We do also have a relationship with a company called pub-sub.com.
Okay, because I just saw Bob Wayman with pub-sub.
Yes.
Has been dying to do a podcast, but just doesn't have the time to get here. But PubSub, meaning publish, subscribe, not PubSub, the company.
Correct.
Okay, because they do feed stuff.
They do prospective search. Yeah. Now, we do have a relationship with them that their prospective search results can be published as KnowNow eAlerts.
Okay, cool. So now MessageCast was a company that was just recently bought by Microsoft for some good cash, undisclosed, but heard that it was basically bought, and they had good back-end RSS alerting. How are you guys different from them? Were they just Microsoft only? Or
there was a couple of big distinctions there. One is they're Microsoft only, following in lines on terms of tied into Passport, tied into MSN Messenger. We're agnostic to the platform. Our server backend runs on Linux, Sun, Windows. But more importantly, our protocol is native HTTP. We use HTTP natively.
Completely compatible with everything.
With everything.
So as a user, do I sign up on your website? How do I actually engage your technology?
So as a user, you would just go to download.knownow.com and get our toolbar, which was released yesterday, and then in the future our desk bar. and you just download that and use it. There's no subscription necessary. We keep everything anonymous.
So it's client-side app then?
It's a client-side toolbar.
Okay, cool. So where do you see RSS going in the future? I mean, obviously you guys have a real deep infrastructure background. Where is RSS going in 3 years from now? What's Web 3.0 look for, like for you and your eyes?
Sure. Well, I think for us, you know, RSS in the enterprise is really going to be the next big step. The evolution of using RSS to move business events inside of a corporation. We have a number of customers we're working with now to do that, where RSS is the container. So that means the presentation layer is done. It's a reader. It's our notification service. Now let's worry about what the data is and what systems have it. So syndicating data out of back-end systems.
So you guys like a Cisco for RSS.
Absolutely. We are a content router at that level for RSS at the application and data level.
Hmm, that's interesting. So like I can know like if someone's going on vacation or when they're around, anything that's feeding off RSS.
Correct.
So that means the enterprise then has to port everything over to RSS.
No.
No?
They don't have to port everything. You know, we currently have adapters for SQL databases and Oracle databases where we can do triggers off rows of a table, syndicate it out of the database, straight into our notification service, right next to your Craigslist item, right next to your top news from CNN.
So you guys see the future, RSS everywhere, pretty much.
We do.
And RSS is really an, kind of an envelope, just a format for communications,
yes.
Real-time communications.
And the joy of it and the frustration of it is its simplicity.
So now the apps have to adapt. So you guys go in and with the customers, do you actually do that and sell software middleware or as they're calling up here, this mashup model or how do you?
We have two models where a hosted service, which is secured in private for the customer or installed software at their site. We have a mix, probably 60-40, where the customers publish through our APIs from their own proprietary backend systems. And we help them the other 40% of the time with professional services.
Sounds like there might be a big community of developers out there or value-added, you know, developers that may want that have made a lot of money off the Oracle and the SAP bandwagon who are starving right now. I mean, basically, you've got two major players, Oracle and SAP.
Right.
I mean, everyone knows that's all old technology. And your stuff is completely disruptive. How do you – are you looking to target those guys and how do you
We
guys-
are. We're looking to get a few more proof points in the enterprise so we can get more of the experience exactly what they're looking for. But I think there's a huge professional services and consulting opportunity around this product and around that around RSS in the enterprise.
Is there a website they can go to and get you guys and give feedback? Or you guys have an outreach program right now for them?
Or we currently don't have an outreach program. Our APIs are public.
So you're publishing out the APIs.
The APIs are – basically a REST-based or XML RPC or SOAP. So they're very, very standard technologies.
All standard, great stuff. Wow, a lot of great stuff. I mean, RSS is here. Anything else, Ron, you want to share with the group out there?
You know, I'm at a loss for words there, John.
What do you think of the conference, Web 2.0?
Oh, the conference has been phenomenal.
I mean,
I was expecting 40, 50 people in a session. There's 350.
We're podcasting in the bar area here because it's just, there's no room. I mean, there's people everywhere. Everyone's here.
Congratulations to you for finding a seat.
It took me a while. I was stalking this one out. KnowNow, Inc., knownow.com, published APIs out on the web, new product messaging, all about RSS, real-time communications for corporations and people.
You nailed it.
Cisco for RSS. Hold on. All you Cisco folks, you should buy these guys right now before it gets too late. No, only kidding. Ron, thanks for the podcast.
Thank you, John.